Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, October 14th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back on camera again. As most of you know now, we're trying a different format, and it seems like almost everybody loves the way we're doing this. So we're going to film today on camera, also on Monday, leave this show up all weekend. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to do radio shows or audio shows, and then come back again Friday. So the Monday show will be on all weekend.
But I might throw in a few extra photo galleries, which will be linked on the homepage during the interim.
Right, along the way. So what happens is every time this show comes up, that's when the site bogs down because there's so many people that instantly try to watch this show. So this show is going to be up until late Monday afternoon. So if you go on the site, if it bogs down, just come back, you know, in an hour or two or the next day, whatever. It's going to be up. So we've been putting a lot of planning into this to try to keep the site flowing as much as possible. So thank you for everyone who's helped us and also who's given us some feedback on
this. Yeah, we really appreciate the feedback a lot.
Also, we want to remind everyone that tonight we're going to appear on Alex Merklinger's Mysteries of the Mind. This is our weekly one-hour spot where we cover the news, and I'm really, really looking forward to this. It's become a good part of what we do here at Wing TV.
If you haven't checked out Alex's site, go to mysteriesofthemind.com and see what all's going on there. It's got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, and as we've said here on Wing TV, what this is a talk show, so we don't get to cover news as much as we would like to. So on Alex's show every Friday, we kind of just give a whole recap of the week that passed, and we really like it. And last but not least, next Tuesday we're going to appear on Frank Whalen's Frankly Speaking radio show. That'll be at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. And if I didn't mention it tonight, it, on Alex Merklinger's show, it's 9 o'clock or Eastern Time.
Time. To 10.
9 to 10 o'clock. Now, the thing we're going to start off talking about is Hillary Clinton. Now, everyone knows there's an election in 2008, and people might wonder, well, why are you worrying about it now? It's only 2005. Is there anything to be worried about?
Well, only that Susan Estrich, a pundit on Fox News, went on Fox News the other night and announced that this is the beginning of Hillary's campaign for the presidency. She's written a book that is basically the blueprint on how Hillary can get into the White House.
Yeah, and this is an insider. This is someone that knows, and she says Hillary's campaign, even though it's not been officially announced, she said it's already started. They're looking forward to 2008, and they got all cylinders rolling. So
lucky us, huh?
Right, lucky us. So what we're coming out to you to ask right now is, we want to know if there's even one person in America that plans on voting for Hillary Clinton. Because if there is, we want that person to contact us, and we want to bring them on Wing TV, and we want to debate them. Now, we're not going to beat them up. We're not going to sit there and, you know, murmur like that. We just want to know if there's one person that plans on voting for Hillary Clinton. Can you think of one?
We know one, but he's insane.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's, I guess, what I should have added is that if you're insane, if you're just pulling our leg, don't contact us, because the person that we do know that says he's going to vote for Hillary is
insane.
So we don't want crazy people or just people that are joking. We want to know if there's someone that's going to vote for Hillary, because
actually vote for
Hillary. Because what we want to do is schedule them to appear on Wing TV. This will be a polite debate, and we'll just give our ideas and the issues back and forth.
And we really want to know why.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is we want to know why. So, if anyone's out there, go to the Wing TV homepage. Right up on top, you'll see a contact button. If you plan on voting for Hillary, drop us a line. We'll schedule you, and we'll have a debate here.
If you think Hillary should be the president, come on Wing TV and tell us why.
That's right. Now, other people in the alternative media, they say, well, what's it really matter? What's it matter if Hillary gets elected or another Republican, whatever? They're all just figureheads for the New World Order. And I agree.
Right.
I couldn't disagree with that.
It's a problem of immediacy.
Well, immediacy and also degrees. I mean, there are degrees of goodness and there are degrees of evil. And when it comes to Hillary and Bill Clinton, on the scale of evil, they're right up there at the top. I mean, the only people I can think of that are more evil than them are the ones behind the scenes the New World Order globalist elite that actually fund them and protect them.
Now, don't get them wrong, because we're still saying that the lesser of two evils is still evil.
Right.
But that's where the immediacy comes in.
Yeah.
Hillary poses such an immediate threat if she gets in there, or even gets close to getting in there. I mean, look at the kind of danger that and risk that she poses for this nation. And she's not even in there yet.
Yeah. And I would even go so far as to say that if Hillary is selected to be the president in 2008, that you can officially say that the United States is R.I.P. It's over. It's done. That's the final symbolic gesture where the dagger has been plunged through our heart. And the conditioning is already starting.
Yep. And the Hillary machine is quite powerful, and there's a lot of money backing it.
Yeah. Well, there's this new TV show with Gina Davis called Commander in Chief, and a lot of the talk radio shows are saying, well, how would America be with a female president? There's talk about Condoleezza Rice running against Hillary as the GOP, so there might not even be a choice other than if there's a third-party candidate.
That's not even a lesser of two evils.
Yeah, that's equally just as evil can be.
Vomitous.
And if you think about what's happened to this country in the last 2.5 decades, there's essentially been two families that have destroyed America, at least in public. That's the Bushes and the Clintons. The Bushes and the Clintons have been in office now, nonstop, either one or the other, since 1980.
Yeah, they keep doing this little minuet in and out of the White House.
Yeah, it's Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton. And just God help us if we get Hillary in. And let's look back. You say, well, what have they done that's so horrible? Well, how about Iran-Contra? How about the BCCI banking scandal?
How about MENA?
MENA. Waco. Oklahoma City. 9/11. Iraq. Katrina. And on and on and on. We could sit here literally for the entire show and just go down the list of all the things that they've done. NAFTA, GATT.
Didn't she vote to murder Terri Schiavo, too?
Yeah, Hillary definitely.
Let's not forget Terri Schiavo.
Plus, Bill and Hillary still support partial birth abortion. I mean, that just shows how wicked these monsters are.
Didn't she support that when she was pregnant?
Yeah. So anyway, If anyone's out there that seriously is going to vote for Hillary, drop us a line. We'll get back to you, and we'll schedule something for within the next week or two,
right,
and we'll start throwing this back and forth. And also, from now until 2008, we're going to keep an eye on who the Hillary supporters are, and we're going to let you know who they are. So all these Lib groups, like, say, truthout.org and Counterpunch, and we're going to see all these different liberal groups, and we're going to bring them to you and say, well, these are the ones that are supporting Hillary because we find it inexcusable. And needless to say, we're not going to support the GOP candidate either.
No.
I mean, as we say, anybody but Bush or Kerry, anybody but the Republicans or Democrats. So
Please.
Now, the second thing we want to touch upon is a videotape that we finally got a chance to see last night. I know it's been out for a while, but it's called Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. What do you think of it?
I thought it brought up a lot of good points, except for one thing. They seem to be targeting Fox,
mm-hmm.
Fox News, when the points they were raising really apply across the board
to all
the mainstream media networks.
Yeah. So after
Fox.
Yeah, after this documentary was over, Lisa and I were talking about it, and we said it'd be real easy to come out on the show today and say, you know, well, we watched Outfoxed, and what that means is Fox is bad, the Republicans are bad, but then ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN, they're all good, and the Democrats are good. Well, of course, that would be so simplistic and so naive that it would be stupid for us to say that. Life isn't that simple.
No.
And we're not saying that Fox is good, because they're horrific.
They are.
Beyond means, but so is ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN.
MSNBC.
Right, and all
and
of them.
And on and on and on.
Now, they only launched in 1996, I believe, officially the Fox News Network. So think now back before 1996. How was the media before then? Who covered up the John F. Kennedy assassination? Who covered up the Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy assassination? Who covered up all of these other scandals when Fox wasn't around? Well, of course, it was the mainstream media.
Right.
So,
what they do is the same thing the other ones do. They blare out the propaganda, and the other mainstream networks, they're the echo chamber that regurgitates it back to you.
Yeah.
So you're just hearing it in surround sound.
So what these the people that made this documentary want you to think is that now Fox is the evil of all time. Well, it's the entire mainstream media. And
it's one appendage.
Right, exactly.
You know, and we have to say who's backing this particular video outfoxed. George Soros.
Yeah.
There are other backers also, but George Soros was the first name listed on the credits as a financial backer of this video right here. Now, you have to think George Soros. And remember, he's a globalist too.
Mm-hmm. So you have George Soros financing this film, and the target is Rupert Murdoch. So
right.
These are two globalists. Two people of the New World Order elite.
He's a globalist who backs Hillary.
Yeah. And all they're doing now is they're perpetuating this left-right paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
That they want you either on one side or the other, but what they don't want you to do is focus in on who the real enemy is. And the real enemy is the mainstream media, the politicians that are protected by them, and also the New World Order elite above them. So just, they want you to keep doing Democrats, Republican, Democrat, Republican, and if you're still caught up in this mind frame, you're way, way behind.
Uh-huh. One of the things that they brought up that applies to all the mainstream networks and not just Fox is what you're getting is not news, but really it's a point of view. It's a particular point of view.
Just like the other ones bring.
Right.
So it's like drinking orange Kool-Aid or grape Kool-Aid. It's
right.
The same thing. So we're going to have two different takes now on this thing. The first is that why is the right winning? The Republican Party or the Fox Network. Well, Fox is number one in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans are in the White House. The Republicans control the Senate. Why is that? Well, the answer is real simple. And we've been talking about this forever, it seems like. It's because the left is so pusillanimous that they're not going in there and fighting back. They're not fighting back, and that's why they keep getting trounced by the right. Now, a perfect example is 9/11, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, here you have the perfect, perfect case to blow this administration, to blow the Republicans out of the water.
Yep.
And what do you do? Keep your mouth shut.
The left is sitting there like, you know, that see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's what they're doing. And we begged before the election last year. We begged the left, bring out the truth about 9/11.
It's tailor-made for the Democrats. And yet they're bypassing the golden opportunity.
Yeah.
Why?
Yet they refused to touch it, and they still refuse to touch it. And if you look on the Wing TV homepage now, all weekend long we're going to have the lead article. It's called "The Whole World Knows 9/11 Controlled Demolition," and I list numerous, one after another, media sources, plenty of them in the mainstream, that are covering the controlled demolition now.
Yeah.
Yet the left refuses still to touch it, especially the ones in the alternative. Amy Goodman just had someone on her show the other day that reaffirmed again that the 19 Arab cave dwellers were the ones that did it. Amy Goodman should be yanked so quickly off that program and just, I can't even
but
say.
But she won't be because she's doing what she's supposed to be doing there.
Yeah.
She's perpetuating the government myth.
And the left keeps falling for it. Anybody that watches that show, it's beyond my comprehension how they can sit through it. What it boils down to is the right is fighting dirtier. And as usual, the left is rolling over and playing dead. If you guys want George Bush out of office, then damn it, you better start fighting to get him out of there.
In fact, one of the points they brought up on this video last night is that the reporters and correspondents at Fox News, and I'm sure this applies across the board to all the network stations, they are told to embarrass, humiliate, challenge, or disrupt a target any way they have to.
Mm.
A target being the people who have a counter viewpoint.
Now, that's an excellent point because it leads right in to my second talking point that I was going to bring up today. When you see what's done on Fox Network, and they showed all of their techniques last night, it was very eerie because the same techniques that Fox News uses is the exact same techniques that certain people in the alternative media use against people that go against their message.
And so we'll use an example.
Yeah. Well, hang on one second. Before we get to some examples, I want to tell everybody what our main purpose is on Wing TV. Is it to expose the New World Order? Of course, that's part of it. Is it to expose the media and of the politicians and so forth? Of course. Also, we're here to give you news. But primarily, our main goal is to expose how readily your mind is being controlled. Not only by the mainstream media, but by the alternative media.
Right.
And what we're here, our main goal is to free your mind, to wash out all that other crap and let you think freely, finally, for a change. And it boggles.
People who are not paying attention, who aren't looking, are more easily propagandized than those who are. So remember that.
Yeah. And how does it feel out there if you're one of these people that still drink the Kool-Aid from the people that we're going to bring up? How does it feel to be brainwashed, to be conditioned, to be propagandized? Because the same techniques that Fox is using is the same techniques that all of these others in the mainstream or in the alternative media. Now, one thing they brought up last night, and I'm sure you remember this, Lisa, is that they said the main technique that Fox uses to influence and control people is fear.
Oh.
Fear.
Themes of fear and danger.
Themes of fear. Now, what have we been talking about for the last year and a half on Wing TV? How these people like Mike Rupert and Alex Jones and so forth, the main method they use to control you is fear.
Right.
The same way Fox does. Are you starting to see the correlation? Now, here's what we do on Wing TV. When we come out with our exposés, we give you proof. Examples? When we said Alex Jones censors material, we proved it.
Right.
No one's argued it.
We had audio clips.
That's right. And also Thomas Holbrook
went
in the Wayback Machine and proved it, that he alters and censors his articles. We proved that Alex Jones sold out the Gray family to ABC's 2020. We proved that Alex Jones is a money grubber by the way he treated Michael Corbin that whole episode.
Right.
Remember that?
GCN getting money for Michael Corbin's shows without Michael Corbin's permission after he wasn't even working there.
Right, and also...
doing a show there anymore.
Yeah, also Alex's wife chastising Michael Corbin for not pushing the videos hard enough.
Right.
We've proven that Art Bell is an enemy of the 9/11 movement through various articles. We've proven all of Mike Rupert's lies, or disproven all of Mike Rupert's lies in print. I mean, we've proven, along with others, Amy Goodman, her links to the CIA and the Ford Foundation.
Right. Now, what have they proven about the allegations they make against us? Let's see, what do they call us government agents. Have they substantiated that in any way?
None whatsoever. They also, just like Fox News, they call us names. Wing nuts.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, before we get into all this, we proved that Jack Blood was ripping people off at WALE.
Right.
I mean, it was a 15-page article, I think, that was chapter and verse. And finally, how about the 9/11 untruth mafia? And
yeah.
How many times have we proven what they're doing to try to restrict information?
In fact, they help us out more than anybody else because their words and actions damn them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's one other thing that we could bring up about Alex Jones, and we've heard this from various sources. But right now, we can't prove it.
Right.
And this is probably the worst-kept secret in the alternative media. And we've heard it from so many different sources, but we haven't yet been able to prove it. So it would be real easy for us to come out here and say, hey, guess what we heard about Alex Jones?
But I'm going to say one thing.
But
if we ever are able to prove it,
it's
going to be the most damning, incriminating,
knee-crushing
type of information
ever. Yeah.
And there's going to be no way he'll wiggle out of it.
Yeah. And Alex Jones knows what we're talking about. Believe us. He knows what we're talking about. But we can't prove it yet. So instead of coming out here and giving innuendo, we just sit on it and wait until we have the proof.
Right.
Now, what our detractors do is...
Oh, you mean do a flocco?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do a flocco. That's what it'll start being called. But on Fox News, they use all these mantras on there. So, you know, what they do is parrot the puppet line. So if, like Sean Hannity the other night, he was talking about Teddy Kennedy, and he says, Teddy Kennedy.
Right.
So this little thing, alcoholic. Or what he'll say is, if you're anti-war, then you're a traitor against America. If you believe in 9/11, then you're a conspiracy wacko. Or if you're a Democrat, you're a loony liberal. So it's a mantra. They just keep saying over and over it.
Right.
And in this documentary, they showed how they did it. Now, these people in the alternative media do the same thing to us, don't
uh-huh.
they? I mean, they say to us, well, the only reason they're picking on Alex Jones is because they're jealous. Or because they can't get on his show. Or they just want to sell their book.
Is that, like, anything substantive?
Or that they're government disinfo. Now, none of these things have been proven, but it's the same type of name-calling mantra that
right.
Fox News uses.
You know why? Same reason the mainstream networks do it. They don't have to win the argument.
Yeah.
They have to muddy the water.
That's
all they have to do, because they consider that a victory if they can muddy the water.
Yeah. So when they repeat these mantras, there's not one shred of evidence. It's
right.
arbitrary. It's subjective.
And what
it's innuendo.
It distracts and diverts you off of what you were focusing on.
Right.
And then you're wandering off on all these tangential side roads that have nothing to do with anything.
And the worst part is, these little mantras originate right from the top. We've heard Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Mike Rupert, Art Bell.
Right.
We've heard all them, plus the 9/11 Mafia. We've heard them repeat these things. So what they're doing is they're saying, these people out there listening to our mantra are just as stupid as the people sitting there watching Fox News, listening and repeating that mantra. So then what they have a couple well-selected people that go into these chat rooms, and they'll put these mantra messages in the chat rooms to further poison your mind.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like the danger themes, like on mainstream, they were talking about in this video. Anthrax, sexual and racial differences, those always come up. They go overboard. They lose all their perspective. They talk about wedge issues a lot, and you'll see these on the mainstream almost every day.
Yeah.
Things like affirmative action, gay rights, abortion, church and state issues. You'll see them, and they're repeated on every network.
Yeah. So if you fall for the Fox mantra, or if you fall for the Alex Jones, Rance Rupert mantra, and you parrot it back, then what you're doing is you're being propagandized.
Right. We see this in the 911truth.org group people, too,
yeah.
because whenever we try to talk about the controlled demolition, they won't debate us.
Yeah.
They won't talk about it with us. They won't come on the show and talk about it either.
So what this is ultimately is a battle for the freedom of your mind. And Lisa said last night, this is a war. And in war, you don't sit around and mamby-pamby. That's why we come out so strong, because we're saying these people that we keep mentioning are the ones that are poisoning your mind and using the same techniques that Fox
right.
uses.
Yeah, we get some emails sometimes saying, you guys have really become more abrasive in the last few months. Yeah, I
Good.
Guess so. You know why? Because they've ratcheted up the fight.
Look
See,
what
this
they've
is
done.
Not a tea party.
Yeah.
This is a fight.
That's
this is
right.
a fight to get the truth out. And they don't like the direction we're going.
And when people graduate from Fox or CNN or CBS, and they come to the alternative media, they think, wow, now I'm getting true information. But what if the mantra used at Fox is the same mantra used in the alternative media? You're just being taken from one pen to another,
right.
but you're like a cow still going into the slaughterhouse.
Right. And you're still left with the same result, this constant sense of unease and looking to someone, whether it's the government, the president, Alex Jones,
this
Mike
idolatry.
Luper, right.
Yeah.
Somebody to save you.
A big guru.
Right. And they want that.
And I'll tell you what, when the New World Order planned this whole infiltration of the alternative media, there's one thing they didn't count on. Us. They didn't count on
and
us.
And people like us, because there's a lot of you out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I mean, we need to push it up, too. If they're going to fight on with this set of rules, we have to be able to fight, too. The playing field's not level. If we keep our elbows off the table and speak politely in well-modulated tones throughout this whole thing, we're not going to get anything done. See, if 4 years has gone by and that's the tactic that's been used so far, it's gotten us all nowhere.
Right. We're not controlled by them. We're not afraid of them. And regardless of what they do, we're going to come out fighting and we're going to keep exposing them. And you have to ask yourself right now as we close this show, do you want to fall under the same mind control techniques that are used by Fox, that's used by Alex Jones, is used by Rentz and Rupert? If you want to fall for that mind control, the propaganda, if you want to be conditioned, then go ahead. There's nothing we can do to change it. But our goal here is to expose how your mind is being controlled, and we want to free it so you don't fall for any more of these smoke screens.
Yeah, one of the main things they said on that video was that the more you you consume mainstream television, the less you know about what's going on.
Right.
And so that applies also in a lot of this alternative media, too.
Yeah, that, the more you consume Alex Jones's fear or Mike Rupert's fear, the less able you are. Remember what Fox News says. The easiest way to control someone is through themes of fear. Is that what you want? Do you want to be controlled? Then keep being afraid. Go listen to Alex Jones for 3 more hours, then crawl underneath your bed, because that's what's going
to
happen.
I guess ultimately you have to decide whose rules rule.
That's right.
Theirs or yours.
That's right. We'll be back again on Monday. The show's going to be up all weekend. Tune in tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Alex Merklinger's Mysteries of the Mind. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
Have a great weekend.